Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Sunday, April 15th, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. This is your Game 2 wrap-up. Rangers losing to Ottawa yesterday in overtime. Good afternoon, Eddie. How are you?
I'm not good.
It's not fun.
It's not fun losing in overtime on a Chris Neal goal.
No.
Not fun.
It's not funny. It's not fun.
It's not fun, man. It's not fun.
The extent of my Billy Crystal imitation.
I mean, sorry. I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words here. Boy, did they throw me a curve. What I think about, should I just informally go into what I thought of last night's game? I'm going to go into it, I guess.
Go for it. Run the gamut.
Lousy. I don't know what origin that word comes from, if it's German, if it's... I don't know what it is, Eastern European, but whatever it is, lousy. I'm not going to go with the rest of you and blame the refs for everything. I'm not going to go with Delzato puts one in for them. They legitimately only got two goals. I'm not going into that. I feel that the Rangers were out-coached in that game. That Wilfred Brimley motherfucker, Paul McLean, check your diabetes often, out-coached John Tortorella in my opinion.
Outer space, my lad. Outer space.
He came out not just to atone for what happened in game one with that ridiculousness that went down with Matt Carkner and Brian Boyle, to atone for the Boyle hit on Carlson. He came out with a message, or a tactic rather, to disrupt the New York Rangers from their focus, from their mission, and from their game. We saw this when the Rangers played the Flyers in the regular season, and I felt the Rangers fell into it. And what really irks me is there's only a couple players on the Ottawa team that can do this, and they did it successfully. Matt Carkner successfully got Brandon Dubinsky thrown out of the game.
Dubinsky.
Yes. completely unfair, completely ridiculous, completely fictitious. But that's the way it goes in the Worldwide Federation of National Hockey Leagues. You don't know what's going to happen or what these bozos are going to call once these fracases start. The whole entire game, after the whistle, plays just... To me, they were building this game up like it was the most hard-hitting physical game. There weren't any hits. The only guy I see throwing hits on the Rangers' side was Ryan Callahan again. The Rangers did not play their hard-hitting, deep forecheck style. Yeah, I know they were up 1-0. I know they were up 2-1 in the third. They were lucky. I mean, they didn't get many offensive chances. They didn't get any odd man rushes. Even when Ottawa was taking chances in the second and third period, throwing three men deep in our zone, instead they occupied us territorially. The Rangers didn't spend much time in Ottawa's zone. I thought the Rangers played a sloppy, undisciplined game. They didn't play their game. And they were winning because, frankly, even if they're not playing the game, I think they're just as good or better than Ottawa. But instead now, something has developed where the Rangers are deflated at the Garden in Game 2 in an overtime loss. Ottawa's ecstatic. They're heading home to Ottawa. That crowd is going to be more than monstrous volume-wise. And the Rangers somehow have to figure out, stop with all the nonsense and get down to playing your game. It just territorially, I don't know if I'm saying it right or whatever, but it looked like the ice was tilted. Let's put it that way in the Bill Chadwick terms. Many of that game. And again, if I'm going to put some onus on any player, which I am very hesitant to do after two games, Brad Richards needed to step up last night. This is why he's being paid for. He's getting paid for. Let's hope it's not the start of a trend. We need him to come up big. That line was not at all relevant last night. That's my take on it so far.
You hit all the big ones, my friend, as you always do. The Richards-Gabrick line was, you know, when that Spezza line's on the ice, you know it. You know, they are dominating play. And they're not scoring all the time, you know, but they're getting shots off their, you know, when they're on the ice. That Richards line, you know, except for Gabrick hitting the post with about, what was that, about a minute to go in the game, I think. They were pretty quiet. They were pretty quiet. If Brian Boyle is going to be expected to carry this offense, we got trouble.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Brian
Say
Boyle.
You're sorry with sugar on it. Say you're sorry with sugar on it.
People just
That's
love
true.
Him. Every time that man scores a goal, I love it. I love it. I owe him dinner and a hooker, I said yesterday. It was a great goal he scored, but if he's carrying the offense, it's going to be a short summer, Charlie Brown.
Well, in the playoffs, it's only one game to one. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as I say, yet. I mean, it's only one game. And in the playoffs, you'll need certain guys to play well, and then another guy comes in and carries you. So I just feel the Rangers are getting caught up in all this craziness and also not scoring on that five-minute power play early. Again, it's come back to bite them in the ass again, the regular season Wolves with the power play. They need to score on that. You can't just dismiss it. It's the playoffs now. I mean, a little bad luck, Delzato puts one in his net, and they're in the game. Again, the Rangers score early. The third period, just, you know, really couldn't get anything going. And Ottawa hangs them around, and God knows how they, you know, they got two goals. I mean, listen, they won the game. They did dominate play. I feel like the Rangers are not playing physical. I don't know what the hits broke down to. They block a lot of shots, the Rangers. I'll give them that much. They were really good at blocking shots. But that's because the play is in their zone so much, too.
But you know,
Coast saying garbage goals. You know what? If the Rangers scored those goals, we're all happy too. They don't count.
Two things. You know, Rangers are blocking a lot of shots, but you know what? Ottawa's perfectly content to let them block the shots. Ottawa's not necessarily looking for the shooting lanes. If you watch them, if the Rangers are getting down in front of the shot, they're firing away. And they're not firing low. They're firing high. They're looking to do some damage with their shots if they're not scoring. Fine, you want to block this? Block it. But I'm going to shoot it at your head. You watch the shots the Senators are taking, and they're not moving. They're not looking for lanes to shoot in. They're letting the Rangers get in front of those shots and firing away.
Yeah, because if it's a Boyle or a Callahan coming out to block it, you know, the risk of getting injured is high. Especially when you have Sergei Gonchar and Erik Karlsson back there shooting.
And you want to talk? And you mentioned the power play, and you know we've talked about it all year long. How important the power play becomes in the playoffs, because we saw it firsthand last season. Look at what the Flyers are doing with their special teams.
They're on
the verge of putting Pittsburgh away in four games, and their power play is kicking ass. And we get two shots on a 5-minute power play. Two shots.
I'm just looking at the game today. They got three power play goals.
Yeah, they're 3-for-6 today.
Briere's got one. Reed's got one. Wayne Simmons, the incredible Wayne Simmons. Wayne Brady.
I like that.
I mean, you know,
I mean, they've scored 15 goals. Excuse me. It's 8-4 today, right? They've scored 16 goals in the last two games.
Yeah, I said to you before we went on the show. Briere's got four. Giroux's got four already in this series.
Yeah. They were 1-for-2 the other night on the power play. And Wednesday they were... One for one. But meanwhile, Pittsburgh was 0-for-3 in game one. I think they were 1-for-4 in game two or something like that. And I think they're 1-for-4 today. I don't have it in front of me. But Philly's winning a series, and their special teams are playing a big part of it. What can you say? Bad bounce off Delzato. And all I could think of was anybody but him. Anybody but him. That kid has got to be – he's Charlie Brown. He's always just – his kite, it will be forever in the tree. He's just always in the – it's just always bad luck. Just always bad luck.
But then, then I thought, yes. But then on the second goal, he made a terrific play to set up that goal. So I'm like, okay, he's gone. We're back to the fresh start. But you're right. Because even though he had a very good comeback season, there's still Ranger fans that just don't want to embrace him just yet.
Right.
Part
of me was like, okay, anybody but Delzato touches that puck. Did it have to be Delzato that the puck was in? But then the other part of me says, you know what? Get out of the way. Just nobody. Let the $7 million goaltender handle that puck. Let him bat the puck out of the way. That's what he's there for. Get out of his way.
Yeah, but they're not all about that. If that was the first time a Ranger tried to block a shot or deflect, I'm so disappointed with the overall game and the distractions and the I mean, we'll get into it, that absurd call. Third man in on Dubinsky? There could have been two third men in. Him and Fedotenko arrived at the same time. Meanwhile, Boyle's getting his banana beat in.
Yeah, while the referees did absolutely nothing to protect him. They're standing there letting him get his brains beat in. What is Dubinsky supposed to do?
The referee's standing there like a half a sissy with his hand on his hip. Okay, boys, let's see what happens.
It's like Paul Lind.
Language barrier. I don't know what's going on with these referees. If I were Doobie, I would have thrown that Gatorade on the ice. But
that would have been great.
There's definitely a language barrier here.
Thank you, Paul. And I'm not blaming the officiating. The officiating was piss poor again yesterday, but I'm not blaming it for the Rangers' loss. You get a 5-minute power play, you get two shots on goal, and you can't capitalize. You got nobody to blame but yourself for losing the game by a goal. You got nobody to blame. All those power plays chasing the puck. One shot on goal on that power play. No shots on goal on that power play. They let Ottawa.
I don't want to see Dan Girardi out on the power play. Love you, Dan. Offensive wizard, you're not. Get off. Joni Mitchell, Johnny Malkin, whatever you want to call him. Get off. I'm done with John Mitchell. I am so done. I feel like Sammy Sweetheart on Jersey Shore with Ronnie. Ronnie, I'm done. Johnny Mitchell, I'm done. I'm done. I have no idea why you're on the fucking power play. Does anybody get blue?
Do we not have a better option for the second power play unit than John Mitchell? I mean, really? This is a guy we got off Toronto scrap heap. The guy's 26 years old. Come on. We don't have a better option? I mean, it's a guy the Leafs didn't want at this point. As you can see, I'm completely off his bandwagon.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a little thing that bother me that just, you know, could we have better options in the lineup? Not just, you know, bring a guy up or get Kreider. We have better guys than him. Arden can't play first, second line center.
Here's another thing. On a 2-minute power play, I want Anton Stralman out there the entire 2 minutes. He's the only fucking guy that can hit the net. He's the only guy that can hit the net from the point. Even
Big
my
shot.
Dog agrees. Even my dog agrees. Thank you, Kirby.
Kirby knows his hockey. He knows his puck.
He knows his power play.
Stop with Joni Mitchell. I've had enough. That fourth line, I know he doesn't play. They don't play much. Worthless. As far as I'm concerned. If Mike Rupp is not going to hit, then why is he playing? They got a hit. We got totally distracted. And it hurt because Dubinsky went out early, too. Because he's a guy who's going to grind it and mix it up and hit. But they've got to come out and hit them. Look at the guys who scored for them. What's that? Rene Bork? Chris Neal? And who was the other guy? Winchester?
I think so.
I don't know. It was a shit parade. We're holding Spezza. We're holding Carlson. We're holding these guys. And these guys score. I mean, I just think it was kind of like no one stood out for the Rangers defensively. Ryan McDonough, you know, he had a couple offensive chances, but Stahl, I think, can play more physical. They blocked a lot of shots. That's all I could say. I mean, that's all it seemed like they were doing. they play too conservative at times. And Carlson? Even Stoll mentioned that after the game.
Yeah.
What's that?
I just said the goal scorers were Carlson, Lou Ferrigno, and Chris Neal.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got Nick Foligno and Rene Bork mixed up. This just in. Rene Bork plays for Montreal.
Wait. Yeah, but how's Kondratchek doing?
Kondratchek and all these other guys. Same guy anyway.
Exactly.
So you got all this nonsense going on. I felt the Rangers were... I just felt like the Rangers... Get rid of those fucking towels. Those towels are a jinx. I got to, you know, I'm blaming it everything now, except... And I got 1,000 reasons why they lost. But I'm not giving up the ship. I'm just saying, I thought the Tortorella
should the towel.
Have been like...
I love that.
I fucking hate those towels. You don't need
a towel.
You don't need props when you go to a hockey game.
I got a text from my buddy Mike. You know, my friend used to live in Howard Beach. Now he's upstate. Came to the viewing party last year. He texted me yesterday. He goes, "What's with the fucking towels?" I said, "Yeah, we've got
right.
I said, "Ranger fans used to wave their dicks in the playoffs. Now we wave towels."
Exactly. It reminds me of a story, folks.
Adam says they're blaming it. Now we're blaming the towels.
I ain't blaming the towels. Hey, Ed. They make us look bitch league. I go into the Garden, Rangers Buffalo, probably I think the Roosevelt goal, which is the last time they won an overtime game playoffs.
Oh, see? Well, excuse me. I don't want to – look what Deja says. I got a towel for game 5 versus the Sabres that Drury scored with 7 seconds left. So maybe it is the towels. See?
Yeah, well, guess what?
That was his last meaningful goal at MSG.
They were giving away those thunder bats that glow in the dark.
Yeah.
So they have this Blue Shirt United robot, you know, cult follower. She's like, sir, as I'm trying to get on the escalator, don't forget your thunder bat. I go, I don't want the thunder bat. She's like, but they're free. No, I don't want the thunder bat. So I start going up there. She goes, but why not? But why not? I go, I don't need a prop in a game. She goes, but you have to have one. And she starts coming up the escalator chasing me. I don't want your glow-in-the-dark, ridiculous prop. I'll do it with my voice. I'll do it with my middle finger. I'll do it whatever I got to do it with. But I ain't taking your glow-in-the-dark, Ranger Blue, Thunder Bat, Blue Shirt United, ridiculous, you know. I'm not a mindless automaton that's going to sit there and...
Wipe your ass with the fucking Thunder Bats.
You're chasing me down like I'm breaking some kind of law. Because I don't want to be... I might want to be involved in her Ranger spirit cheer.
I got my towel on the video. I'm waving it around.
Then I come home. I tell my wife the story. She goes, I like those things. Why didn't you bring it back?
I knew that was coming. Why didn't you get me a pair of Thunder Bats?
Exactly. No win. No win situation for me.
Fantastic, a towel. Oh. Waving my towel. Waving a white flag. Enough. I like that. I don't need a prop.
I don't need a prop to be a fan. This isn't the high school cheer squad. So that's my story. I'm not blaming them, but I said it in the beginning.
Blame it everything. It's for fun. It's for entertainment. And it's not the same as the Steelers. The Steelers have had those towels for 40 years. It's part of their identity now. This is just a way to sell advertising. That's all these towels are. Trust me, if nobody bought an ad on those towels, they wouldn't sell them. Or they wouldn't get, excuse me, they wouldn't give them out. I don't know who
sponsored them, Conference?
I'm sure somebody did, Trojan or Durex or, that'd be great. What'd they do now? Why'd they wave rubbers?
So what does everybody think? We got phone calls. I want to hear what other people got to say.
I'm trying to cheer you up. I'm trying to make you laugh. It ain't working.
I'm not that upset. And Bella just mentioned Islander fans. These freaking idiots. I swear to God, just shut your mouth. The Rangers lose one important game. They know it gets the Ranger fans. And I saw one of the people on our page, Anne-Marie Adrian, I think, or Dryan. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. All the fans start posting stuff. They appear from the abyss. All 15 of them come out. Go nuts. Give it a break. Your team sucks. You'll be out of the league in 3 years.
I just said, in the chat room, don't wave the towels anymore. Throw Larry. Just wave Larry around.
Throw Mo Larry.
Go find John Rosasco. Wave him around a little bit. He's easy
just
to pick
punk
up.
That little midget. So,
all right, you ready?
I want to know. Are you guys worried? Because I think now this is given the Mo to Ottawa, getting this split.
Oop, what did I do here? There we go. All right, let's go to. Hold on, I got a little technical problem here. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves. All right, you still there, Eddie?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still falling over this loss.
My mouse is acting up. All right.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
All right. We'll go to the phones. Chandler, what's going on?
How you doing, guys? How's everything going? How's everybody's weekend?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Fuck. I think we're going to win the series, first of all, let me say that. We're going to win the series.
Okay.
But I think last night we got caught up in the nonsense with the hitting and everything else that went on. I think the guys got caught up in it and got distracted. And John Mitchell and Derek Stepan, the fucking moment's too big for both of them. And can somebody please clear the fucking zone? Can anybody get the fucking puck out of the zone? How many times last night is the puck just bouncing, the guys hitting, and they what? How do you not clear the zone? Well, you need to clear the fucking zone.
I call it Ranger palsy. They get the puck, and all of a sudden they go limp in their arms. It doesn't get out. I must have said out about 5,000 times yesterday, like I was talking to a dog. Out, out, out.
And you know I love Mark Stahl, but Mark Stahl, get the fucking puck out of the zone. Get it above 3 feet off the fucking ice and get the puck out of the zone. Because both of the fucking, the last two goals that got scored because we couldn't clear the fucking zone. And that should not happen. That should not happen at this stage of the season. I mean, you're hitting guys in the fucking stomach and you're trying to clear the puck on the fuck out of here.
Don't make him laugh while he's ranting. See, Jim does this to me when I'm ranting, too. We got to get it out. If we don't get it out, we're gonna punch somebody.
I blame my girlfriend for the loss because she called me on the phone last night and I told her don't ever call me again when the Rangers are playing. Because I told you not to call me when the Rangers are playing. You called me and we lost. So,
women weak in legs.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, Strowman absolutely needs to be on the fucking... Strowman needs to be on the ice every fucking shift. Fucking, he's the only guy who's shooting and hitting the net.
I'm with you. He needs to be out there all 2 minutes on the power play.
Absolutely. You know, and can Dan Girardi hit the net one time? Can he just hit the net one time in this series? Just one time can you hit the net? Not shoot it over. Not shoot it wide.
Yeah, I'm with Eddie. He just shouldn't be out there on the power play. That's all.
Because he plays 50 minutes a night as it is. Now he's on the power play. Doesn't make sense. I'm exaggerating.
No, and, I mean, you know, Mitchell was out there because Dubinsky was gone. I get that, but you know what? I'd rather see fucking Stu Bickle out there on the fucking power play. You know? And you know, for the Kreider fans, at some point, Kreider's taking Mitchell's spot. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, I don't understand how – see, that's what I don't get. Is Chris Kreider – is John Mitchell that good that – is Chris Kreider no better than John Mitchell? Can Chris Kreider not give us something that John Mitchell doesn't?
Exactly. I mean, well, maybe it's they're worried about him being a rookie and in a moment being too big, but shit, the moment's been too big for Mitchell. So what's the difference?
And I agree with you with Stepan, too. Although he had a couple chances – I expect a little more from him. He's a big-time player. I mean, at least in his college career he was, and the World Juniors. He's got to be able to add offense.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's game two. I don't want to start slamming guys. But when you look to a loss, I have to break down the game by game and see what's going on. And some, you know, I agree with you there, Chandler. I was a little critical of them in that game. They didn't have any odd man rush.
No, I'm not knocking Stepan. It's just watching his game. He's rushing. You know, there was a play last night where the puck was right in front of Lundqvist when everybody piled on Lundqvist when they blew the whistle because the ref claimed he couldn't see the puck. And Stepan's stick was right there, and he missed clearing the puck. He just simply missed it. And that's rushing.
Yeah.
And that's saying that right now everything is getting to you and you're speeding up your play. And he told and they showed the replay three times. He just totally whiffed. And he didn't even have to rush. So it says to me that right now the moment is too big for him and maybe he needs to give him a little less minutes just to let him get acclimated because it's his first time in the playoffs. You know, it's going to happen sometimes. I'm not knocking him, but right now it's too much. The moment is too big for him right now. And John Mitchell is what he is. He's somebody the Maple Leafs didn't want. Now we know why. You know. But
I think Stepan did play last year in the playoffs. But still,
we missed last year, didn't we?
I don't think so. Did he play? I thought he played last year.
Oh no, that's your point. Yeah, no.
Your points are well taken. How about this, guys? Didn't you think the Rangers let Ottawa in their zone way too easy? They gained the Rangers zone. I know the Rangers have, you know, three men back. But listen, stop backing it up like some kind of truck I hear at 6 in the morning. Beep, 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 beep. I start backing up. I kept doing that noise every time Ottawa took it in. Somebody's got to listen.
I think the speed of Ottawa, as we all know, watching them play Ottawa this season, in the games we played them, that's why Ottawa kept beating us. Ottawa has tremendous speed and skill. And their skill kind of negates our style of play. You know, one of the things that Micheletti, for once in his life, made a good point last night, and I think it might be the only time, so hell's about to freeze over, was they spoke about how they started sending Carlson extremely wide, which meant that the Rangers didn't have to spread out, which actually gave Ottawa more room to maneuver. And we got to come up with a way to negate that, you know, because fucking Carlson was a monster last night. I mean, the fucking guy was everywhere last night, and that's because of his speed and the skill set, you know. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. He is a world class. He's a top flight fucking player. So you know he's going to get his shots, but he made us look bad last night. I mean, he got into the zone anytime he wanted last night. Anytime he wanted. Two guys around him, three guys around him. You know, he could have brought some people out the stands and he would have got around them too. So, and Eddie, you really need to go pick the Thunder Stick, man. Go get the Thunder Stick, man. You know, come on.
You know, it's funny. You know, you're talking about your girlfriend called. I'm watching it with a house full of Ranger fans. And, you know, there was a mom of one of the Ranger fans, one of my friends there, right? And she's not really paying attention. She's up there in age. Ottawa scores the overtime goal, and she goes, yay! I'm like,
really?
Hey, Grandma, the wrong team scored. You see anybody cheering? There's 10 other people in this living room who are not even moving. I want to flip my lid right there.
Hey, Grandma.
But,
yay! Chris Neal scored. Get him the puck.
Yeah, Chris Neal of all fucking people. Oh, my God. I would, you know what? At a certain point last night, I was hoping they would just send Stu Pickle out there to take a fucking run at Neal. I don't give a fuck if he gets suspended. Just take a run at that motherfucker and just you know. And I would advocate hurting somebody, but fuck him. You know, because that guy was, there was a play on the fucking boards where he fucking took his knee and put it in the back of Anisimov's fucking thigh and took him down. The rest did nothing. The fucking guy did. Oh, my God.
He's had his way in this series. He's done 3 or 4 dirty plays and not been called, or at least penalties.
Officiating. You know what? Well, we had the guy from the Winter Classic, didn't we, last night?
Yes.
The same rep from the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, that bozo? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I forget who posted it, but somebody posted it on the Facebook page that the same ref from the Winter Classic was reffing the game last night. And look how that turned out. But, I mean, I'm not going to blame the refs, even though I want to. I can't even blame Bettman, even though he's culpable. But we lost the game. They didn't beat us. We lost the game. You know,
that's
maybe
right.
The best thing for us is getting on the road right now and getting away from all of the emotion and just, you know, the guys getting back to playing the way we need to play.
That's the way I think I'm looking, for them to be focused on a game plan and not worry about all the other stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, maybe they'll get Kreider in there for Mitchell. If Hagman gets suspended, though, I'm telling you right now, I'm kicking the shit out of Brendan Shanahan. I'm going to fucking Manhattan, I'm beating the shit out of Brendan Shanahan. All right? Because they did the same thing to Callahan, and there wasn't a 5-minute major. That was a bullshit call. That call was a bullshit call. You know, but it's nice to actually talk to you guys again because it's been a minute. My work schedule is crazy. I won't make the viewing party, but got to take a lot of pictures, post them, and we're going to win the next game.
Okay, that's cool, man. Well, you're still, we'll still be thinking of you. You'll be there in spirit. You'll probably be in jail from kicking Brendan Shanahan's ass.
Maybe. You hear about Brendan Shanahan being assaulted, that would be me. So.
All right, my friend.
All right.
I'm glad we had it.
Take the thunder bat. Give in.
I'm not fucking taking that thunder bat. Not a chance. Never.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Take
care,
bro.
Take care, Chandler. Eddie, can you hit the switchboard there and disconnect Chandler and bring on our next caller? I had to reboot my browser here.
Reboot your browser. Okay, I think Chandler's off now. We're going to go to the great area code of 623-313. You're on the air with Jim and Eddie on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Hello, caller.
Hey, guys.
Well,
what's going on,
Justin?
Huh?
What's going on, Justin?
Not too much. Not too much. Still pissed off about that call. There's no fucking way that Dubinsky should have been thrown out of that game. There's no way. The rule specifically states it's up for discretion. That was a one-man fight. There was no third person there.
Well, the rule is that he jumped into the fight, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, but there wasn't a fight. It was a street brawl with one person getting pummeled, and the referee standing there looking, watching Boyle get his face pounded in with his arm in the air.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a fight, the referee's supposed to break it up. When the guy is standing there getting pummeled in his face, and you're just watching, I mean, what do you expect? Who's supposed to break it up?
Oh, no, I agree with you. It's a dumb rule, but they went by they for once they played by the rules.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that.
You are killing me.
Exactly.
It just drove me crazy, and yeah, they did spend a whole lot of time in our zone, just way too much time in our zone. I agree with you. That's what it comes down to.
It's just, I know the Rangers are apt to play that kind of style where they play that battle down the hatches type of thing. But with this Ottawa team, because they have some skilled guys, and when the Spezza line's out there and it's doing it, and they got a, you know, Sergei Gonchar's older, but he's an offensive guy, and Carlson, you know, it wears down. Hank was great. You know, he was very good last night. I just think we didn't produce any offense that I thought, like, on counters. And they never really countered. And I really thought Ottawa played very aggressively, especially the second half of the game. And the Rangers, even Toucan Sam said, you know, the Rangers could, you know, if the Rangers could find a way to transition, the defensemen were pinching in. They were throwing three men into the zone for a good portion of that second half, and nothing happened. So I was disappointed with that.
Sometimes we don't put enough pressure on in the defensive zone. We just let them skate in way too easy. We have three men back, you know, and they're coming in, two, three guys skating in, and we just don't put enough pressure on them, force the play. We just let them dictate, and it came back to bite us. Although I do have to say, I mean, listen, they scored a fluke goal that went off Delzato's stick. I mean, all the pucks bounced their way all game long. They throw a shot from the point. We block it. It pops up in the air right in front of Hank on the guy's stick. And
it's true, but you know what? And you know, I agree with you 100%. But when you're in the team zone and you just throw the puck towards the net, or you know, those things happen. I mean, that's what Tortorella preaches for us. But I agree with you. They've got to. They have to realize. The Rangers have to realize they have offense too. I mean. You know, the Spezza, McCulloch has not been really a factor to me in this series so far. Alfredson was out predominantly for the whole second half of the game. The Rangers have Marion Gaborik. They have Brad Richards. They have Brian Boyle now. I mean, you have Ryan Callahan. We certainly have offensive guys that also can score. And I feel like we're kind of like in this caught in between. We want to play defensive, but I really think, you know, you gotta take it. That's the way it is in the playoffs. You gotta come out and want to take it. And I felt like, and Stahl said it after the game. He felt that they were laying back too much in the third period. Duh.
Yeah.
You know.
They
elbow up. It looked like on Mitchell.
They definitely laid back in the last 10 minutes. It was infuriating to watch, and it cost us. Because if we would have just continued to play our game, I think we would have had no problem just putting the game away. But, you know, they decided to just play defense, and they ended up just fucking themselves. And, you know, between Karkner and Chris Neal, I'd like to take a stick and slash both of them in the fucking face. Those two boot bags.
Jim!
Yeah, I can't stand either one of them either.
Yeah, there was... so the last 10 minutes, we definitely hurt ourselves there, but I really think we should have pulled that one away. Even though the way we played...
We're so used to the Rangers being able to hold on to a one-goal lead and take it, but there it is. I mean, you let them hang around and you let them spend so much time in your zone and fail to clear, it bites you on the ass. And I'm, you know, I'm not one. You got to give them credit. I mean, they didn't give up. Ottawa certainly kept coming, and now they get a 1-1 split going to Ottawa. I'm telling you, it's going to be tough. But I also agree with Chandler. Maybe you agree with this. Now maybe the Rangers will be more focused.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we gotta start getting out of our defensive end, and we gotta stop just firing the puck around the boards and giving it away to their defensemen at the point. It's killing us. It's just starting the cycle all over again. It's driving me insane. And please, God, start crying over Mitchell already. I've had enough.
All right, Justin.
He's had enough of the John Mitchell experience.
Yeah, it was fun. Not really, but goodbye.
It was fun, but not really.
All right, Justin. Well, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you next time.
Later, fellas.
All right, take it easy. Bye. The great Justin out here in Arizona. I'm interested to see how
Dubinsky
responds tomorrow night.
Dubinsky.
Think he's going to come out really
Dubinsky.
Pissed off and flying all over the place?
Dubinsky.
I hope he comes out with a
Dubinsky.
Purpose and but keeps it legal, keeps it disciplined.
I am easily amused.
I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe you would have liked that Thunder Bat.
No, I hate those things.
Okay.
They used to give those out when I used to live in Florida. We used to go to the the Mets Marlins games. They used to give those out to the Marlins fans. And they'd be smacking those things all game long. Hate them. They're annoying. All right, we got hated it, exactly. We've got about 12 minutes to go, and then we will be back Tuesday night at 9 o'clock for the Game 3 wrap-up. And let's see, let's go to, I don't know who this is, 860-262. You're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
Hi, first-time caller, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Well,
who's
thank
this?
Thank you, sir.
Steve from Connecticut.
Hey, Steve from Connecticut. Well, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Like I said, I've been a fan since 71, and I've seen a lot of games like these, and it's very frustrating, but not unexpected. You know, what kills me is we have to work so damn hard to score goals, and the other teams get one little fluky chance, and it's in the net. A perfect example is that play with Cal in front of the net, all by himself, deep 2-3 times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, on that power play. Yeah.
You know,
on
they
the
come down
right
and that little punk Foligno that goes between Stahl's legs, bingo, in the net, 4 minutes left. You know, I had to get up and walk away from the TV.
Don't blame you.
I just sat there staring at the TV. And, you know, I knew going into that overtime, I just knew that it was going to end quick.
Yeah,
no matter who
I didn't
scored,
even.
I didn't know. I really had no feel as to who was going to win the game. I just knew it was going to end quick. I knew we weren't headed for a 2 or 3 overtime game. I really had a feeling it was going to end quick, and it ended quick and bad.
Yeah,
I
shut the sound off on the TV and was on the computer, and I looked over, and I see the Rangers walking off the ice, and they didn't look happy. So I knew it was over, and it was only a minute something. What do you guys think? Should John Scott dress the next game?
No.
No?
No.
If you do that, you're playing
right into their hands.
Yeah, but if Ruff isn't going to do anything, we got to do something. I can't watch that little punk Neil with a freaking game-winning goal. Little asshole, he won't fight anybody his size. You got to pick on the guys that aren't fighters. I don't know.
I don't think it's time yet for John Scott. Getting back to what I said at the beginning, I think the Rangers got to refocus their game. If the referees decide to call some penalties against Neil, it'll probably thwart a lot of the nonsense. But again, we can't really count on the referees, can we, to actually make calls. I think the Rangers can't get involved in that. And certain John Scott is a total liability on the ice. I didn't see much from him. The Rangers are just going to have to – I mean, you're a veteran of these wars in the playoffs. There's times when you just got to suck it up and just let them, you know, take the stupid penalties, maybe get beat up. Boyle certainly got beat up, and then we wound up paying for it. I still don't understand that.
Well,
so, no, I don't think it's time for John Scott to enter this lineup. As a matter of fact, I hope John Scott never enters this lineup again.
The problem is they're going to keep taking liberties on our players because we can't do a freaking thing on the power play, and they know it. And
that's right.
Only going to get worse.
That's
you
a
know?
Good point. If you don't make them pay, if you can't make them pay with retaliation, you've got to make them pay with the power plays. And if you
don't do that, one or the other.
Right, exactly. And I think that's a good point. The Rangers need to make them pay on the power play and say, and get them, wary of taking liberties. But so far, neither has happened, and we'll see what's going to transpire in Ottawa.
They got to keep pounding that little number 65 because he's the key. I don't mean illegal, but I mean he's got to eat glass the whole night, every chance they get.
I thought in game one they did a good job of hitting him. Game two, not so much. He was way more involved in game two. So what do you think about I don't really have to ask you, but if Carl Hagelin gets suspended for that play, I think a lot of Ranger fans will be mighty pissed.
Yeah, they didn't make a decision yet? No announcement?
No decision yet, although Alfredson seems to be better. I could care less, frankly. We're in the middle of a war here. I'm not worried about a guy's concussion syndrome, it would show you that it really depends on who you hit, on how much you get suspended or how much you're punished. Probably if it was Kasper's Dogovins, you probably wouldn't even have heard any thoughts of being, some disciplinary action. But it's Daniel Alfredson, so it's a whole different situation.
Okay. Glenzel, you probably give Kreider a try. I don't know. We need speed and some size into the lineup, one way or the other.
Yep.
I don't. You might as well get a taste of that. And I mean, the farther it goes, it's going to be tougher. If they're going to play him, they should play him pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it right now it's more of a Tortorella comfort zone with how he's going to play defensively and not be a liability, but. It couldn't hurt to have an injection of something new and somebody with a skill set.
Well,
all right.
Go Rangers, and thanks for letting me talk to you guys. I listen to you all the time now.
Anytime, Steve. Glad you enjoyed the show, and thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care, my friend.
Steve in Connecticut. All right, we got 6 minutes to go. 646-478-4692. The number if you want to call in. Again, we will be back Tuesday at 9 p.m. And don't forget, Wednesday night, game four, New York City, a personal appearance by Eddie at the what's the name of the bar? The Irish Times?
The Irish Times.
The Irish Times on 31st Street and... What was it, 31st Street?
And 8th Avenue, I think. 8th Avenue. It's between Cafe 31 and that Jimmy's Barbecue place. What's that called? Jimmy's... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Jimmy's.
Right,
something like that.
Right. Yeah. So
yeah,
hopefully
right.
You guys will be out there to watch the game with Eddie and have a good time. And then we're looking forward to hearing all about it on the show Thursday. Well... Yes, Thursday, 4:19. That'll be our game four wrap-up. So, and obviously, we will have a game five wrap-up show at this point.
Yes.
At the very least.
I will be at game five. I've been assured of game five. I'd rather have the Rangers sweep, but listen, I didn't think that was going to happen anyway, so it's hard to sweep in this day and generation.
That's true. Although, Philly's on the verge.
Oh, boy. How do those experts feel about picking a Pittsburgh-Vancouver final? Meanwhile, L.A.'s up 2-0. Meg's L.A. Kings are up 2-0 on Vancouver.
Right.
Well, I think they're without Daniel Sedin. One of the Sedin sisters is out. I know that for sure.
We got one more phone call on the line. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's bring it on. Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure you are. What's going on, Murph?
Yes, sir. What do you prefer, the ring ding or the yodel?
I enjoy the big wheel.
Host the big wheel? Show.
Big wheels? Yeah, they said it's chip. Big.
Yeah.
The yodel. I like the yodel.
I remember the big wheel, sure.
Yeah, not the toy, but the dessert, I guess.
The hostess cake. Yes.
Yeah.
So speaking of props, you guys were talking about the stupid towels at the Ranger game. Jim, as you know, I went to the Panther game Friday for their first playoff in, like, I don't know, 85 years. Cade Smith was the virgin the last time they were in the playoffs. And, you know, so they start throwing they threw the rats on the ice. So I decided that, you know, after 3 hours of happy hour, I decided to throw a ring ding onto the ice.
Oh, boy. How'd that go?
Yeah, so it left a little skin marks on the ice. It was a pretty good throw. It was refrigerated, so I was well prepared for that.
Brodeur didn't skate over and eat it?
No, but some dumb idiot, she must have been from, I don't know, fucking Iowa or something, said that the best Drake thing was the devil dog.
No. They're okay.
So, yeah, my buddy Keyshawn, as you know him, says, oh, I'd like to show you my devil dog. And then we had a leave.
Yeah. Then you were thrown out. I've been down the same road, my friend.
Yeah.
I once was on the devil dog diet. Didn't work.
No.
And, devil dogs without milk, that's torture. I think they use that in Abgab. But we digress into the snack world. What do you think? What's going on? What do you foresee in the Rangers' future?
Rangers are winning 6. They'll win tomorrow night 3-1.
I'll take that.
Yeah, and Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees is about to die, so just to let you guys know that also.
Yeah, he's in a coma from pneumonia. How'd that happen?
But
he's got like colon cancer or some stuff like that. Yeah, I don't think they're staying alive. They got to remake that song.
I'm not staying alive. Staying alive.
Yeah,
I
don't think there's going to be any Bee Gees anymore. It's going to be sad, but you know.
They'll just be the Bee.
So.
The music world.
But don't worry. Tomorrow night I'll be wearing my Eddie Mio hockey jersey, so everything's going to be all right.
I love it.
Yeah,
Eddie Mio, maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah, so can I go back to happy hour, guys? I enjoy your show, though.
Thanks, Mark.
All right,
go ahead.
Later.
Bye.
What?
He actually tweeted, that's Murph. He's an old friend of mine from South Florida. Huge Mets fan, big Giants fan, casual Rangers fan. But he tweeted me and said, can I call into the show and ask what you prefer, yodels or ring dings? And I said, sure, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
And of course,
remember
he
those
did.
Chief Big Wheel.
Chief
that
Big
was
Wheel.
That was a little bit not politically correct.
No.
Ranked
right up there with Raging Injun Funny Face Juice or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Remember we had the whole Funny Face Juice conversation.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that might be new or younger, Google Funny Face Juices and go look at the drink mixes. Like the Chinese one, and they're very politically incorrect.
Engine orange or engine red?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. So, all right. I guess we'll see you guys Tuesday night. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, make sure you don't watch it with anybody who's over the age of 60 and senile.
Like Mary.
Oh my God. I gotta pull her clips for next show. Well, good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night,
everybody.
Let's go right. See you.